We begin the current daf Masechet Beah, daf Lamed Gimel. We begin on the second line down from the top of the Amud, where the Gemara continues to explain the Mishnah of the previous daf. That is one of the things we said that one cannot do on Yom Tov is ve'ein simchanes hakadir bepikas. We can also not support a pot with a plank of wood. V'chem medelis, the same thing would apply to a door. So the Gemara initially assumes what that means is that, as we had explained for Rashi in the Mishnah, that wood is considered mukta for anything but for hasaka, but for fuel, for firewood. That's what it's set aside for. That's what it's generally used for. Anything else, it was out of mind for that. Hence, that would be considered mukta, set aside, not mukha, not prepared for that. On that, the Mishnah says, and the same thing applies to a door, that you cannot use a door either to support a pot, because that's not what doors are generally meant for. And hence, it would be considered mukta for that. By that, the Gemara asks, would you entertain to say that we're supporting a pot with a door? Who's going to support a pot with a door? The door is going to break. So the Gemara says, rather say v'chein ha-dalas, not ba-dalas, not with a door to support the pot, but rather, and the same thing applies to a door, that you cannot support the door with this bikas, with this piece of wood. Again, the same idea, because this piece of wood is only prepared for firewood and not for any usage, whether it's supporting a pot or whether it's supporting a door. So now, related to this discussion, the Gemara brings the following braisa. Tarabon Linda braisa. In Simchan HaSakadir B'Pikas, as we said in the Mishnah, as we just quoted, you cannot support a pot with this piece of wood. V'chein HaDelis, and as we said before, and something applies to a door. L'fish le'nosnu etim el la'saka. As we explained, because that's the same thing as the Tana of our Mishnah, which is the Tana Kama of this Brisa, because it's only considered prepared for firewood. Any other usage is considered mukta for. Reb Shimon Mata, where Reb Shimon says mutter, as Reb Shimon's Shita is throughout Shas, that he doesn't have this broad application of mukta, hence it would not be if it's prepared for one area, then it's prepared, it's not mukta, you could use it whatever you need it for, even for something that's not generally used for, and that's why he says you could support the door or the pot with that piece of wood. Then our Mishnah continued and said, Ve'eman hikines habehema b'makabu yamtim, and also one cannot go ahead and lead an animal with a stick on yamtim, but Reb Lazar Reb Shimon Mata, Reb Lazar, the son of Reb Shimon, he says it's mutter. Now, the Gemara assumes that this is a continuation of the previous idea, which is that a piece of wood is only used for firewood. That's why you can't support the pot and the door with that. Now, it sounds like that's the same discussion in the next halacha, that therefore you cannot go ahead and use a wood to go ahead and lead an animal, because again, that's not what it's prepared for. It's only prepared for firewood and not for, let's say, a stick to lead an animal. So therefore, the Gemara says that Lamer blaz Reb Shimon, so let's say blaz Reb Shimon, who argues and says that it's permitted, Kavus really, that he's going like his father, Reb Shimon, the Lesley Mukta. Similar to the previous halacha that we quoted in the Braisa, Reb Shimon says Mutter. Reb Lazar Reb Shimon, who says that you're allowed to lead the animal with the stick of wood, would also be going like his father, that holds that you don't have the Isser of Mukta. Nothing more says Loi. No, not necessarily the case. Because Baha, for Reb Shimon, we could say that in this case about leading the animal with the stick, even Reb Shimon would say that it's going to be Aser. Because actually, this machlekes in our Mishnah, it has nothing to do with the halachas of Mukta. And really, Reb Shimon could agree to Tana Kama that's going to be Aser. But as we said, not because of Mukta, but rather Mishum de Mechzi Kaman de Ozl Chinka. Because taking a stick and leading an animal looks like that you're going to somewhere far away, that you're leading the animal from place to place, and which ultimately looks like that you're taking to sell them in the marketplace, which doing that on Yom Tov would be forbidden. So therefore, one cannot even take a stick to lead the animal, which looks like you're doing something forbidden, which similar to as the case of when you have an animal with a bell, that also looks like you're going to the marketplace. Hence, that's why you can't use the stick. Nothing to do with the halachas of mukta. Actually, it could be no problem with mukta, but Reb Shimon, not like his son, actually could hold that it's going to be aser. And the reason is because of that it looks like you're going to go to take it to the marketplace, which the word chinga actually means a circle. And the reason is that since people by the marketplace, they circle around in the shape of a circle, that's why it's called chinga. But essentially, it means to say that it looks like you're taking it to the marketplace, which is a forbidden thing to do on Yom Tov. That's why you can't even take the stick either. Now, the Gemara continues with the halachas about wood on Yom Tov. So the Gemara tells us chizra, which is a branch of a tree, which is pointy like a thorn. Now, one can use that branch to stick it into a piece of meat, to roast it like one would use a spit and roast it with that. So what's the halacha about using such a piece of wood on Yom Tov? So Rav Nachman Aser, he says, forbidden to use this branch as a spit on Yom Tov, because, as we said, that the wood is considered mukta for moving it on Yom Tov, because it wasn't made into a utensil. He didn't designate this as a spit from before Yom Tov. It's only fit for, as we said before, for firewood. Therefore, to use it for something else, even to use it as a spit, would be forbidden. Rav Sheshet says it's permitted. Now, the Gemara has two different versions in the qualifications of this machlekes amiram. As the Gemara explains, the first version says, Beritiva, when this piece of wood, this branch, this pointy branch, is moist, where it's not fit to move it for the purpose of using it as fuel, which is generally what the wood is used for. So, kuli amalei pligi da'asur. So, the first version of the Gemara says, everyone would agree it's going to be forbidden, because it has no utility whatsoever. It's not prepared for anything. Because actually, the only thing wood is generally prepared for is for firewood. But when it's wet, you can't even burn it as firewood. Ki pligi bi'abeshta, the machlekes amiram was regarding when it's a dry piece of branch. Man da'asur amalach, the one who says it's forbidden, that of Rav Nachman, he would tell you, well, loy not no eitzim elasaka. As we said before, wood is only used, as we said in our Mishnah, for firewood. Now, although it's dry and you could use it as firewood, but only for that is it considered prepared. To use it as a spit, it's not considered prepared, and for that would be forbidden. Now, man de shari amalach, however, if Sheshes would tell you that says permitted, he would say, look, mali litzlis boy, what is the difference roasting with this stick, with this branch, which means to say to stick it in and hold it as a spit, or mali litzlis begachalte, what's the difference about roasting it with its charcoal? In other words, if it's fit to go ahead and take this branch and use it as firewood, which is what the case of Hasaka is, and to roast it that way, so you see that you could use this branch for roasting this meat, so what's the difference about not putting it in the fire, but over the fire and holding the piece of meat with that, and thereby also using the branch in the process of roasting it, and therefore it doesn't differentiate, and that's included in the het of being muchen, to roast the meat with this branch, whether it's in the fire or on top of the fire holding the meat. That's one version of the machlekes. Ikadam, they also say a different version. That biabeshto, when this branch is dry, kulam alay pligidishai. There, everyone would agree that's going to be mutter. As we said, because if it's dry, then you can use it already for the fire, and therefore there's no difference in the fire on top of the fire. Ki pligibir tifta. When did they argue regarding when it's moist? So, manda asur of Nachman says forbidden is dolechaz lasaka, because it's not fit for anything here, not even for firewood, and therefore you can't move it at all. It's totally muktzah. However, if Sheish is the one that says it's permitted, he would tell you, no, hachazil has a gadol. Although it's not usable in the regular sense of firewood, but however, you could use it in a very large fire where even when it's moist, it could get burnt up and be used as fuel. Therefore, it does have utility, and therefore, you can use it even for the case of using it as a spit to roast the meat over the fire. The Gemara concludes, v'hilchasa halacha is, yabeshta shari, if it's dry, it's permitted, and retiv to us, however, if it's moist, it's forbidden. Now, Rashi tells us that this hilchasa, the Gemara concludes that this halacha, is only going to according to the one that establishes the halacha is based on the principle of muktzah. Whereas we hold, like Reb Shimon, both in the regards to the area of muktzah, that we don't hold of the broad-based application of muktzah, and also regarding the halacha of davar she'ein miskaven, if it's not intended to do this, even if you do that, it's not going to be asa. And also we make a like Rabbi Huda regarding Machshir Yachal Nefesh, that even to go ahead and do malacha on Yom Tov, not just for the food preparation, but even to prepare the things that prepare the food, they're all permitted. And therefore, that comes out everything that we spoke about regarding this chizra, which is to use this branch as a spit, or whether to support the pot with the piece of wood, or as we mentioned, the mission to put the barrels together, and regarding making the bonfire and the pot, all these different cases that previously the Amoraim had said that they're forbidden. That's because they were the students of Rav. Now, as the Gemara mentions elsewhere, Rav held the Rabbi Yehuda in halachas muktzah, and therefore they said all these things are asur. And the same thing applies to our Mishnah. But we passing halachas like Rabbi Shimon, so actually all the things that were told about over here would be permitted because we don't hold like Rabbi Yehuda. Now, the Gemara continues on this theme that Darish Rava, and this is Rava going in the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. So Rava expanded. He says, "Isha litikonis lidira eitzim. A woman should not go into the room where they store the firewood. They store wood." Litl men ud, to take a poker, which is a piece of wood that they would use to poke around in the oven. Now, the reason why it would be usr is because, again, the wood is only used generally as firewood. And therefore, although you want to go ahead now and use it as a tool, as a poker, but you didn't make it into a kli from before Yom Tov, and hence it's considered muktzah for that utility. So you can't go in and get it and take a poker from that room. Now, v'ud shenishba, regarding an actual stick that they usually use to poke around, that broke on Yom Tov, that's also asla sika b'yamta. Now, that would be forbidden not only to move, but you can't even use it as firewood, which is generally what is permitted to be used on Yom Tov. And the reason is, lafim shemasikim b'kelim, because we could use as firewood that which is a complete keli, which is not broken. But ve'im asik m'shuri kelim, you cannot fire up with something that's broken. Again, that's the opinion of Rabbi Huda, who he holds that things like that are considered muktzah because before Yom Tov it wasn't in that utility. Now that it breaks, it's fit for only, let's say, firewood, but that wasn't what it was used for before. It was used as, let's say, a drinking cup or a bowl, and hence that would be considered something that was not prepared from before Yom Tov. And therefore, even if it was a poker, you can't, which was a keli, you can't go ahead and use it now, even as firewood, because it's shuri kelim. That's what Rav had expounded. So the Gemara asks, "Lememer the Rav, Rabbi Yehuda Svirulei." So is this to say that Rav holds like Rabbi Yehuda the Isle Muktzah, that he holds a Muktzah, as it seems from his halachas that he's subscribing to the Isser of Muktzah? But V'amalei Rav l'Shamayi. But Rav told his attendant, he says, "Tveili bar avza, roast for me a goose, v'shadi mayi l'shunya, and throw his stomach, the intestines, to the cat." Now, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that would be forbidden to do, to take the intestines and move it around and throw it to the cat. Because yesterday, the piece of meat was fit for Adam, for a person to eat, not for the dogs. And whereas we quote elsewhere, Rabbi Yehuda says that if it wasn't in the veil of him before Shabbos, then it's forbidden because the thought was a person's going to eat it. Now, if you change your mind, you want to throw it to the cats because you're not interested in eating it, but that's forbidden because it's considered muktzah for klavim, for a cat. It's only considered mukhin la'adam. So if Rabbi was telling him to throw it to the cats, obviously it does not hold like Rabbi Yehuda. So how do you go ahead and expound here like Rabbi Yehuda? I think my answer is no. Really, he holds like a Yehuda. But Hassam over there, where he told his attendant to throw the stomach of the animal to the cat, was kiven de misruchi, since if they would leave it over for tomorrow, where today they didn't need it, then it's going to spoil. Mi'etmol daiter leve. So therefore, from yesterday, from before Yom Tov, they already knew that they're not going to want to be eating this on Yom Tov, and to save it for the next day, it's going to spoil. So they know that they're already going to want to throw it to the cat, and that's why it's considered mukhan. It's actually not muktzah. The truth is, if it was muktzah, he wouldn't tell his attendant to throw it, because he holds like Rabbi Yehuda, as we quoted in the Gemara before. But there it's different, because they know they're going to want to give it to the cat, because it's going to spoil for the following day, and that's why it's not considered muktzah, and that's why even according to Rabbi Yehuda, he was allowed to throw it to the cat. Now the Gemara continues on the theme of these previous Mishnayos regarding wood and making a fire, and regarding what's considered muktzah, what's not. So the Mishnah tells us, Rabbi Leza says, a person could take a splinter, a small chip of wood that's in front of him, which means to say that's in front of him in his house, to go ahead and use it as like a toothpick to pluck out the pieces of meat that are stuck between his teeth. Now Rashi clarifies that this halach of Rabbi Elazar, that he says that he could take the splinter that's before him in front of his house, is not necessarily that's the case. Because actually Rabbi Elazar allows it even if it's not in his house, but even by his courtyard. Whereas the next sentence he says, now Mishnah is that whatever is in the chutz or whatever is in the courtyard is considered mukhan, is considered prepared. Same thing would apply to using it as a toothpick. Now, the first statement over here that he's saying regarding what's in front of him in his house to use as a toothpick, really what he's only coming to say, the main chiddush, his main principle is that you could even move around the piece of the splinter, even not for using as firewood. Which on that Rabban argue him, as the Gemara brings later on in the Brice and the Gemara. Now, so why do you say Mishlafanav if he should have said even a bigger chiddush that even what's in the chatzar? That's only because the Rabbanan who argue on him, and they argue even that what is Mishlafanav, that they say that you can only use it for fuel, for firewood, and not to use as a toothpick to clean out your teeth. That's why we wanted to say that even in front, they argue and they hold that even that would be forbidden. But actually, Rabbi Elazar who says permitted is not just what's over here, but even what would be by the chatzar, as the next part of his sentence tells us that anything that's in the chatzar is considered mukhan. Now, the next halacha that Rabbi Elazar tells us, umagaviv, and then a person could gather small, thin pieces of these twigs or straw, min hachatzar, that's in the courtyard, that's in the yard, umadlik, and he could go ahead and light that as fuel. And the reason is, because whatever is in the yard is also considered prepared, it's not considered muksa. Now, Macham say, they argue on both halachas that Rabbi Elazar was saying. First of all, they say, Megavav Mishlafanav, you could gather what's in front of you only, what's in your house, not what's in the yard, and umadlik, and you could use that only to light. So therefore, there's two points they're making. That what's in front of you, yes, but not what's in front of your courtyard, that's considered muktzah. And the reason is because since they're very thin, these pieces, it's very hard to go ahead and gather them and pick them up. So yesterday your thoughts weren't about it, and therefore they're considered muktzah. Now the next point they argue on the Blaz is, and regarding this, that you said you could take those splinters, these twigs, these small pieces of wood, and use it to clean out your teeth, to use as a toothpick. On that, we actually hold that, no. This halacha that we let you take what's in front of you is only to use it to use as fuel as firewood, but not regarding using it as a toothpick, for that is not permitted, that it's not designated for, that would be considered muktzah, and therefore they're arguing him on these two points. Now the Mishnah continues, related halacha, a person cannot create fire, and that's because, as the Gemara will explain, of the Isser of Moilid, which is creating something new, which looks like you're doing malacha. And you cannot create the fire, not if you're doing it from wood, not from stones, not from earth, which Rashi explains is some type of hard ground. When they dig it, they can bring out fire from there, from the place where it's dug out, so you can't bring fire from there. Not from tiles, and not from water, which water is that they put water in a white glass vessel, which they would put that in the sun. And when the sun gets very hot, then the glass creates a spark, and then they bring things that are flammable, and they bring it there to the glass, and then it burns up, and it gets inflamed. That is how one would make fire through water. So you can't do that either with water. You can't make fire in any way. Then the Mishnah concludes, ve'im alabnin, and we can't heat up in the fire, as hara'afim, the tiles, litzlebehem, to roast on the tiles. And we'll explain the reason why would that be forbidden. Lochayra bishel, cooking is permitted. You're allowed to do havar, you're just not allowed to create a new fire. Why wouldn't you be able to heat up the tiles in the fire to go ahead and roast things on those tiles? Now, related to our mission, the Gemara brings Amar Rabbi Yehuda says, we'll continue on to Amud Beis. Oichle behema, he says, regarding food that animals eat, for example, straw or reed leaves, ein behem mishum tikkun kli, there is no problem about fixing, making utensil out of them. And that is, one is not allowed to make, as many of our previous missions were speaking about, you're not allowed to do a tikkun money, not allowed to make something into a utensil on Shabbos or Yom Tov. So that review just says that regarding edible items of an animal that even the animal eat, you're allowed to go ahead and make them into a utensil, which means that you could break off pieces and to fix the straw on Shabbos to, let's say, if you want to make a toothpick out of it, that's permitted. Now, Ezra of Kan Rav Yehuda, he asked from the following brisa. The brisa says, "Metaltlin atzi besam l'richben." One is allowed to move around on Shabbos and Yom Tov the branches of besamim of that fragrant spices to smell them, and similarly ulahenif behen l'chayla, and to wave it by the one who is ill because of the fragrant smell that to make him better. Umaylai, or he could roll the spice between his fingers, which then helps the smell come out. Umariach bay, and then he can smell it. However, he cannot break off the pieces of the branch to smell it. And that would be because in the place where he would break it then becomes moist, then the aroma comes out stronger then. Now, the reason why you can't do that is a gezeirah drabanan, because that you shouldn't come to go ahead and break it to make a toothpick out of it. With it, that you'd be making it into an actual utensil, which is a toothpick, and that would be an issa d'oraisa, because you're making a money, you're making a kli. Now, ve'im kitmai, if one did go ahead and he did break off the branch of the besamim to go ahead and that it gets a better smell, so then pater then is exempt because he didn't make it into a kli. He just made it that he could smell the smell better. I will usher, but again, that's usher drabanan gzeru, because you might come to actually make it into a kli. However, lachzis b'yishin of leik temenim, one should definitely not break the branch of the besamim to go ahead and use it as a toothpick. Then kit mechayev chatas, but if he did break it off and thereby making it into a toothpick, then he's chayev chatas, because if he did this on Shabbos, he made a kli, which is an issa d'oraisa. Now the question to Rabbi Yehuda is, there are certain atzei besamim, these are fragrant branches, that are foods that animals eat, and yet still we see that one is going to be chayev. Why is that the case? According to Rabbi Yehuda, he says that if it's edible food items, that of an animal, that there's nothing wrong with it whatsoever, you can go ahead. But yet here we see clearly that the Brice is saying that even though it's atzei besamim, that one is going to be chayev chatas if he makes it into a toothpick. Why is that? According to Yehuda, one shouldn't be chayev chatas if one is potter because there's no tikkun kli by if it's something edible by an animal. So Amalei, Rabbi Yehuda responded to Rav Kahane. He says, "Now hashta pata aval aser kash kashali." He says that what he was telling him was like, you really have a good taina against me. You have a good raya, because had you found a brisa that would have said that to break the atzei besamim and to use it as a toothpick, that one is exempt, but it's asim drabanan, even that would have been a response to me. Because I said, actually, it's mutlak etzchil, there's nothing wrong. You can make a toothpick out of food, because it's food, it's something edible by the animals, that there's no problem. Now, even that would have been a problem had you said that, oh, but I see in the Baraisa that says that you're exempt, but it's aser. Now he says, but chayv chatas miboyer. Now he says, now most definitely, now that you bring me a braisa that says that not only is it potter aval aser, that's only rabbinically aser, you bring me a braisa that's aser deraisa. So most definitely that would be a question. But and that is what Rav Yehuda is saying, but I'm going to tell you that it's not a question at all. Because elekitanya hi, what you have to say is that that braisa is talking about bekashin. We're talking about atze besamim, besamim branches that are hard, which are not fit for animals to eat. And since it's not fit for animals to eat, then yes, one would be chayev chatas. So you went and made a kli out of it and made a toothpick because that's an issa deraisa doing yomtiv. But if it was actually soft, then it would be mutter. Now the Gemara asks, that how could Rav Yehuda say that that braisa is talking about that they're hard branches, but kashin b'neim and lila ninu are hard branches, things that you could roll in your fingers to then have the aroma come out, but they're hard. If it was soft, we would understand. But if he's saying they're somewhat hard, how could you have been mayaloy mariach bay? So the Gemara answers, chasur mechsev ha-chaktan. You know, there are words missing from the braisa, and this is what the braisa essentially was saying. Mayaloy umariach bay. You could roll it, these branches of besamim, and smell it. Kait mayaloy mariach bay. You could even break it and then smell it. And that is even like a tchila, because we're going like Rabbi Yehuda's interpretation of the braisa. And truthfully, not only could you break it to smell it, you could even break it to make a toothpick out of it, like Rav Yehuda. It's just that the normative is that people generally do it to smell it and not to go ahead and make a toothpick out of it. So therefore, that's the case of the Braisa Toma. But essentially, you could even go ahead and break it to make a toothpick out of it. Now, when did we say that? That's barachim, when they're soft, which means say they're edible and animals eat them. And since they're oichle behemo, so there's no ticking cleese, no problem. You can go ahead and even make a toothpick out of it. But this is what the Braisa continues, says, however, when they're hard, then you cannot break it. And the imkit may put lavasa, but if you did break it, but again to smell it, then you're exempt, but it's asim drabanan, because we made it exer, we don't want you would even break it to smell, because if you go ahead and you break it to make a kli out of it, which is a toothpick, that would be isa deraisa. And as with the Braisa continues, lachs b'yishin of lake temena. And for sure, one should not break it to make a toothpick out of it. V'im kit mechayev chatas, if one does break that hard atzi b'samim, then it's going to be chayev chatas, again, because that's not edible, it's not oicha behema, and therefore you're making a kli, which is also deraisa, to do on yamtu. So that has resolved Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. Now, related to this, the Gemara brings the following contradiction between two braisas. Tanachad, we learn in one braisa, kait may umariach bay, that you could break the branch, and you could smell it. The other braisa says, no, you cannot break it to smell. So that Amar B'zeir Amar B'chiz. He says, like Kash, it's not a contradiction. Ha, the braisa says that it's permitted, is barachin, is when they're soft, which is what Rabbi Yehuda was saying. When they're soft, then they're oichle behema, and therefore there's no problem about to break it to smell it. There's no problem even to make actually a kli out of it. Ha, but Kash, the one that says you cannot break it to smell it, is talking about when they're hard, where it's not oichle behema, and then we made it isidra banan, not even to break it to smell it, because then you might break it to make a utensil out of it, a toothpick, which would be an issa deraisa, so that we make a gzeir drabon, and even just to smell it. Now, Maskabla Rav Acha bar Yaakov, he asked, B'kashna Maila, he wants to understand this, why would it be that you're telling me when they're hard, then you're not allowed to break it, as we interpreted that previous braisa to resolve Rav Yehuda's opinion, and as we're explaining here in this contradiction, that you cannot even break it to smell it. Now, what would be the reason why you wouldn't be able to? It sounds like you're saying, because the Rabbanan made a gzeira that even when you're not intending to make it into a kli, you're not intending to make it into a toothpick, but we said that even then it's going to be aser because of when you might intend to make it into a kli. You might be breaking it to say, oh, you're making a toothpick out of it, that's issa deraisa, this is mutter, it's a fine line. So we said that even when you're not intending to, it's going to be aser Rabbanan. Is that the case? But if so, Achav Yaakov asks, why is it any difference than what we find in the Mishnah Masechta Shabbos? The Mishnah tells us, Shaver ad mesachavas. A person could break a barrel, that's a barrel that someone has dried figs in it, lechem imena gregris, so that he could eat the dried figs that are inside of it. Ubavachle is carbon, as long as he doesn't intend to, when he's making the breaking, to beautify the opening that he's breaking it open, to make a mouth out of it, to make an opening, lasses kli, to then turn it into a utensil, where besides the break, it's going to be a valid clean out, where it's something that you could use as an opening to take things out of it. Now, so as long as one doesn't intend that, one could break it to get the dried figs out of it. Now, one thing that we see from here is that we don't make a gezeira, where it's also a fine line. You have something that's issa deraisa, making a kli. And yet you have, when you're not intending to do that, you just want to get the figs, it's mutter. Well, why is that? According to the principle that we just said before, that when there's Issa Deraisa, that if you were not intending it's mutter, if you intended Issa Deraisa, that we say it's Asim Drabbanan because of that you might intend to it. So why within the Mishnah Masechta Shabbos is it mutter? It should be Asim Drabbanan because you might intend to, hey, this is a nice opening, I'm going to make a kli out of it. So therefore it should be Asim Drabbanan even when you're not intending to do that. Void, moreover, the Gemara asks, Harava Baravada and Varavan Baravada, Damitabai, both of them said, Kavina be Rabbi Yehuda, when we buy Rabbi Yehuda's house, have a mefashach, which mefashach means to say that he broke with his hands branches, small branches off of a larger branch. Now, he took off, and this branch was already detached already from before Shabbos and Yom Tov. He went and detached it and took off the smaller branches. V'yavlan alvas alvas, and he gave us these large sticks, these large branches from this larger branch. Now, afal gav, and that's although in spite of the fact that these branches were hard, and they were so hard, the chazi lekatsa denarga, they were fit to be handles for a hatchet, for an axe, v'chatzini, and for a pick. Now, yet in spite of that they were hard, he broke them so that we could use them to smell them. Now, this is the same question. Why did he allow the breaking to smell if one were to do it to make a kli out of it? Let's say we're a handle for an axe, which they were fit to be done for, or for a pick. That would be Issa Deraisa, and yet here he let it totally permitted. Why? It should be Asa Midrabbanan again, based on the principle the Gemara was saying before, that if something is Asa Deraisa when you have intention, then even when you don't have intention, it should be Asa Midrabbanan. So how do we understand these two contradictions to the previous principle? It's not the Gemara says Loikash, it's not a contradiction. Because actually, it's like two different opinions. Ha, this that we said that it's going to be forbidden, even when one is doing it just Lahariach, that's Rabbi Elazar, who he makes this Gezerah, and he says that you cannot do even when you're not miskaven, because you might do it when you are miskaven, when you are intending to. Ha, this like we find by Rabbi Yehuda, that he gave his students, he broke off to use to smell, and he didn't make a gzera that you might come to do it to make a kli out of it, is going like the Rabbanan, the Tanakh Lina Brisa. Rabbi Lazaimer, he says, Neitel Adam Kisa Mishalafanav. A person could take a splinter that's in front of him, Lach Tzabe Shinav as the halacha that was said in our Mishnah, to go ahead and use it as a toothpick. The Chacham Aimim, Loitel, you're not allowed to take it. Elami Avisha Behema, only if it's from the animal trough, which means to say it was, because generally twigs are not used for anything else but for firewood. So therefore, however, by the animal trough, where that those are the things that are prepared for consumption for the animals, so then it's prepared for all types of utility. But again, regular wood, since it's generally used only for something that's usser, for example, to go ahead and make kalem out of it, so they didn't permit to moving it only for firewood, but nothing else beyond that. Now, however, Vishavan, both Chacham and Ramlaz agree, that you shouldn't break, and this is going back on the twig, that one should not break it. However, if one did break it with the intention of using it as a toothpick or using it to open up a door, if he does this inadvertently on Shabbos, he's chayiv chatas. It's a biblical transgression. And if he does it b'meizid, he gets 39 lashes. Rabbi Elazar, this is opinion of Rabbi Elazar. Chacham say, no, echad zeh, whether it's Shabbos or Yom Tov, ain't the elam shemeshvus. It's only an Issa Rabbanan, you don't bring a carbon if you did it b'shagig, you don't get malchus if you did it b'mezid. Now the reason is because this ketima, this breaking of it, although it's doing it to make it into a type of a utensil, a tool, is still fixing it in the indirect way, what's called kalachar yad, not in the normative way. And therefore it's not fixing it as one would normally do it with special tools. That would only be if one would cut it and smooth it with a knife and do it in the regular way. Now, therefore, they argue and they say that no, it's only going to be Issa Drabbanan. So that's that machlokes. Now the Gemara resumes to explain the question about how to explain that the contradiction, or not a contradiction, is going like these two different opinions. So we explain as follows. We say, regarding this that we learned before in that Brisa, that when they're hard, that you can't even break it to smell it, as we said, because we make a gzera, that one might come to do it and then make an actual kli out of it. So that's Rabbi Elazar. The Kama Hasan that Rabbi Elazar says in this that we just quoted here in this machlokes is that when he says when you're koitim lekli, when you're breaking it to make a utensil out of it, let's say like he said lachzis b'yishina. So he said chayiv chatas. You're going to be chayiv chatas for doing that. Oh, so that makes sense that hocha over here, in other words, by the brights that we discussed on the top of this amid, where you're breaking it to smell it, that it would be patav alasa. You're going one level down where it's a gzera that you might come to be koitim lekli. Because since that's an Issa Deraisa, we make a Gzer Drabbanan not to come to that Issa Deraisa, which was that Brisa that we quote on the top of the Amid. Whereas the halacha of Rabbi Yehuda, that he was mefashach, he broke off the small pieces of the branches to give to his students to smell, that was going like Rabbanan. Like the Rabbanan, the Kamri Hassan, that they say over there in this price that we just quoted. When someone is breaking off the pieces to make a utensil out of it, either lachs beshinov or to open up a door with it. So now, there they say, patavalasa. They say, even that, when you're actually doing it to make a kli out of it, it's not an issa deraisa, because not the way it's normally done. So it's only rabbinic. It's going to be exempt, but asim drabanan. So therefore, over here, hacha, over here, when you're doing it not even to make it a kli, which even making a kli would be issa drabanan. Here you're just doing it to smell it. Mutzak etchila, that would be even mutzak etchila, because we don't make a gzeru l'gzeru. We don't make a isra banan for isra banan. And that's what Rabbi Yehuda was doing with the students, that has been mafashach taking it off, because he's going like drabanan, who they hold that even if you were doing it for a kli, it would still be only isra banan. And if when you're not even doing it for a kli, we're not going to make a gzeru l'gzeru. And that resolves the contradictions regarding these. Is it asru to be kaitim it when you're doing l'ariach or not? Would depend what do you hold if you're kaitim it for making a kli. If that's isra deraisa, then it would be asr even lahariach, or if it's rabbanan, and there wouldn't be isr, just do it lahariach. Now the Gemara asks, based on the opinion we just brought down of Rabbi Elazar, now v'lesle Rabbi Elazar hadit not, does Rabbi Elazar not hold of this that we learned as the mission that we quoted before Masechta Shabbos? The Mishnah there says, shayver adam esachabes, a person could break a barrel, lechem menegregis on Shabbos, he wants to go ahead and eat the dried figs that are inside of it. As long as you didn't intend to make an opening out of it, which would then hereby be making a kli, you're finishing it off, now it has an opening. As long as you didn't intend that, it's mutter to break it open. Now, that case over there, where if you did intend it, you would to make a kli, you would be over issa deraisa, and yet still we say that when you're not intending to do it, then we didn't even make an issa drabanan that says you're not allowed to. Now, that's not like what Rabbi Elazar had said. Rabbi Elazar's opinion, as we just explained, which is the price on the top of the summit, says that when you're koitim l'ariach, it's aser. Why? You're not making any kli. Because if you intended to, then you would be making a kli, which is a deraisa. So therefore, we say even when you're not intending to, it'll be aser at least midrabanan. Now, so why is that any difference than the Mishnah of Masechta Shabbos, where it should also at least be aser midrabanan, because you might intend to, which will then be iser deraisa. So that Amar Vashi Vashi says, Kitanya hi, when did we learn that Mishnah Masechta Shabbos that is permitted to break open the barrel to get the figs that are inside of it? Arba mustaki. We're talking about there was a broken barrel, which then the broken pieces were glued together with this type of resin, the sap that comes out of the wood, which they make tar out of it, which it smells like levaina, and then they went and put the pieces, the broken pieces of the shards together. Now, since such a barrel is shaky, it doesn't apply to make the gezeirah drabanan because no one is going to intend to make a kli out of it because it doesn't have so much utility. It's really a shaky thing. It's just really not. It's just a hot, ad hoc type of a barrel that's just here temporarily. And therefore, that's why even Rabbi Elazar would agree to that Mishnah Masechta Shabbos that you could break it as long as you don't intend to. If you intend to make a kli, it will be issur deraisa. But we don't have to go out and make gezeirah drabanan, which we generally do, and it might come to issur deraisa because it's not really such a great barrel anyway. And therefore, we don't have to suspect that a person might come to make the opening as a kli. Now, the Mishnah continued and said that one of the things Rabbi Elazar said was umegavim min hachatzer, that one could go ahead and gather these twigs and these straw from the courtyard, because even that is considered muchan, and then go ahead and use it as fuel. So the Gemara clarifies, in the Braisa, Megavim in a chatzar malik, as Rabbi Elazar said in our Mishnah, that you can gather the twigs from the courtyard and he could use it as fuel. And as he said in the Mishnah, Shekomasha b'chatzar muchan, because whatever is in the courtyard is considered prepared, it's not muktzah. Ubavad, this wasn't mentioned in the Mishnah, Shleyasa tziburin tziburin, as long as you don't make piles out of it. Whereas Rabbi Shimon says, no, even that would be permitted. So the Gemara says, Mike, what are they arguing about regarding if you're allowed to pile them up or not? So that the Gemara explains, Marsa by the Tanakama, Mechzik de Kamachnif Lamachu, Liyamachrina. It looks like that he's gathering it up. Why are you gathering such big piles? That he's doing it for tomorrow and for the day after that, and that's forbidden to do. You know, prepare things for after Yamdiv. Well, Marsa, Rishim holds on its mutter because what's called Kedirosa Mechachas Alav, his pot is a proof that what he's doing it for. He's gathering all this, but then he's going to go ahead and use it to cook. And therefore, it's not a problem because he's going to use it as fuel. His pot will thereby prove that he wasn't doing it for later times. It was just for Yom Tov, and that's why there's no problem. You could do it even if you pile it up into big piles. Then the Mishnah told us that Eimetzines or Vechula, one cannot go ahead and create fire on Yom Tov. So the Gemara asks, Maitem, what's the reason? We're allowed to cook. We're allowed to do all types of things. Why can't we make fire? What malacha is that? That the Gemara says, "Mishum the kamaylid beyamtiv," because you're creating something new on yamtiv, which that's forbidden to be done with rabbanan, because it looks like you're creating something new, which is like a malacha, and therefore one cannot go ahead and create a fire on yamtiv. And therefore, although people could actually, we could cook, we could light candles, however, we cannot go ahead and create a new fire on yamtiv, because that's a different issur than just havara and bishul. This is an issur of mailid, of creating something new, which is asr to be done on yamtiv.